And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Weep not." And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still, and he said, "Young man, I say unto thee, arise." And he that was dead sat up. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Throughout this past week, I spent time meditating on the mercies and protection of God that are gifted to us through Jesus Christ. The past couple of weeks, this week, felt a good calmness and peace from the Lord. Prior to that, I wasn't feeling too well, spiritually. And my peace and the calmness in my heart started last week. Last Sunday when we came to church to pray. In the collect of the day, here's what we prayed, and this is what began the peace that I've been feeling this past week. Here's what we prayed, the 15th Sunday after Trinity. Keep, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy church with thy perpetual mercy. And because the frailty of man cannot, without thee, cannot but fall, keep us ever by thy help from all things hurtful, and lead us to all things profitable to our salvation. Now, this prayer focused on the power of Christ to keep us safe. I don't know about you, but in my own life, whenever I decide that this week is the week I'm going to be a good Christian, I'm going to be a good deacon, I'm going to walk in the way of the Lord, I'm going to read my Bible, oftentimes that's not what happens. I keep falling off, I keep stumbling, I keep saying I'm going to get back, but oftentimes I do not. And here I came into church, and this is what was burdening my soul. And when I came and we prayed, because the frailty of man without thee cannot but fall, I thought about Adam, the first man created by God. He said, "I create you, do all this, but do not touch this tree." And what did Adam do? He touched the tree. I think of Abraham, I think of Moses, I think of David, the man after God's own heart, who sinned greatly. And yet I read this, humanity, man is frail, he's going to fall, but we are praying to the Lord to keep us from all things hurtful, because he is the author of the glory and the power through which we believe. You and I cannot. We cannot keep walking that righteous path, we cannot keep telling ourselves, "I'm going to read my Bible and be a good Christian," and do it. Because the nature of man is to fall. But the power and strength of Christ keeps pulling us and keeps bringing us to things profitable to our salvation. This made me happy. This made me joyful because this is the God I serve. And then not too long ago, this past Thursday, we celebrated the feast of Saint Michael and all angels. And here, this is the prayer, which again continued to feed my joy and peace, grounded in God himself. Here's what the collect for Saint Michael and all angels is. O everlasting God, who hast ordained and constituted the services of angels and men in a wonderful order, mercifully grant that as thy holy angels always do thee service in heaven, so by thy appointment they may succor and defend us on earth. Now, here I had read about Christ keeping me safe from things that are hurtful to my spirit and bringing me into things profitable to salvation. Then again, I read and pray that for God to keep sending his angels to defend us, to aid me, to defend me. This just kept me going, kept me joyful, and gave me peace, because the same God that keeps me when I, you know, divert from his path, he keeps pulling me back. But not only does he do that, he sends his angels to defend me. As the psalmist says, "Who am I that you are mindful of me? Who am I, Lord, that you keep defending me? Who am I, Lord, that you keep me safe from things that are hurtful to my spirit?" You truly are the God I serve. And finally, we get to this today, the gospel lesson, and we read of a woman who was widowed, whose only child had died. And we get a glimpse into the same God who keeps us safe, the same God who defends us by sending his angels. Looking upon a widow who had lost her only son, the Bible says, St. Luke says, he looked on her with compassion. He looked at her and said, "Weep not, do not cry." The compassion of God laid out for his daughter, for her, just like he does for me. In this ancient world, this widow would probably have been destitute. She probably would have been homeless. She'd probably have to beg for the rest of her life. But Christ looked upon her with compassion and said, "Do not cry." He went forth and touched the bier upon which the dead son was and raised him to life. Now, St. Augustine has a great way he interprets this pericope. He says that the dead person on the bier is just like us who are dead to our sins. He says that just like Christ approached this dead person, in the incarnation he came to us dead in our sins. He became flesh and dwelt among us. Just like he touched this dead body and raised him to life, so has he done through his shed blood on the cross for you and for me. And that's the compassion that he has. And thinking through this, my joy was uplifted. Doesn't many times in life there's many issues we face. There's lots of troubles. But the God I serve, when I come and read in the scriptures, when we come and pray these prayers that are so powerful, that lift up the burden from my shoulders, from your shoulders, and place them at the cross, that's how we are restored. That's how peace and calmness overflow in our lives. And this is why I had a wonderful week. Not that next week will be any better. Probably it might come with its challenges. The God, as the person who writes Hebrews says, the God yesterday, today, and forever, his glory will forever be. And we have the blessing this Sunday to read into the compassion of Christ that he had on this widow. We see the compassion he has for us in his commitment to become flesh, dwell among us, and die at the cross. And because of that, we respond in glory. In the book of Isaiah, I love when the Assyrian king comes to destroy God's people. And the king Hezekiah prays to God, "God, please help me. I am in troubled times. This guy is coming to kill my people, to kill your people." And the Lord tells the prophet Isaiah, he says, "You know what? I am going to save you. I am going to protect you, but I'm not going to do it because of you. I am going to do it for my name's sake." And it's powerful because the God we serve is a God, a great God, who will protect his people, not because we are worthy. I know I'm not. Tend to veer off. But he does it because he is God. He does it because of the compassion, just like he had for the widow. And this is the God we serve. He doesn't ask us to put a down payment in order for him to give us the compassion. He doesn't ask us for advance. He only asks that we have faith in him. And he looks at us and says, "Weep not." And today that same message is still very evident for the life of a Christian. May we weep not, because the God we serve is a great and glorious God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen.